Fred Film Radio, Festival de Cannes, France.
Fred Film Radio from the Cannes Festival. I'm Angela Cherby, and I'm here with Tilo Tama Showman and Vivek Gomber. Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Lead actors of the film Sir and the Critics Week. Your film is really sweet and melancholic to me. I mean, this is what the effect it had. And it raised an issue that I didn't think it was still an issue in India, which is like different social classes, very strict different social classes. How did you work your character of this maid that she falls in love with her boss without even knowing it, maybe it just happens?
The struggle and the real challenge was to not romanticize it, you know, because we've grown up in a culture where the fact that you have not heard about it, it's because we don't even consider it to be a crisis. We don't consider it to be an issue. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like you don't see your own back, you know, because you can't see it.
Yeah,
it's right here.
It's always there. It doesn't move. It doesn't change.
It doesn't move. It's right there giving you the support. It's like your spine, you know, but you don't see it. But imagine your body without a spine. You'd be like a heap on the floor.
Yeah.
And I think for Ratna, to prepare for her, the main important thing for me to hold on to, like a lifeline, was her inherent dignity and her inherent sense of strength and a moral compass that she has, which has nothing to do with the work she does. Even if she were a successful businesswoman, a CEO of a company, she would still have that inherent dignity. And because dignity is not a privilege of the rich. You know, it's not something you can buy with money. You can buy good clothes, you can buy fancy cars, but you can't buy dignity. You know, and she has that. And for me, that was the thread to hold on to rather than trying to play a maid. You know, I would rather risk someone saying, oh, she doesn't look like a maid, or she looks like a maid. I don't know. You know, I'd rather, it was more important for me to hold on to her inner life.
Which actually it works, because you don't see her. You see her like kind of a strong woman. If she doesn't show to be it, a strong woman with principles and kind of an aim to go towards. Yes. To conquer. And this will be back. Did you? Your character is even more complex, possibly. I don't know, but I mean, it's very complex because you have to balance your character has to balance his privileges with his own sensitivity, which in his world is not allowed.
I mean, these were the challenges that also drove me to the project, because these were questions I was wondering what the answers would be, or the questions that the film asks are, I would like to know what the audience would think about it. And as Tilotama said about this idea that it's not a crisis because, you know, it's invisible, these people are invisible and all those things. But for Ashwin, again, you know, in order to portray the character, I wouldn't try and burden myself with such bigger decisions and things like that. And I held on to the simple fact of seeing the resilience in Ratna's character, comparing Ashwin's own dilemmas and problems, and seeing right in front of him this woman who might have had such a tough life and such an incredible journey already, how she treated life and how effortless she is with her challenges. I think those were things that he was just drawn to. And then I feel that the way I've portrayed it is with hopefully with a lot of honesty within himself and doubt. And I tried to just keep asking questions and then just try and play off Tilotama and her character. So, I mean, that's what I did, but yeah.
I mean, the really amazing thing is that your two characters are very alike, and they work their relationship without exactly telling everything, or barely nothing. And there is a part of your acting which is all in kind of movements of high sides of, you know, gestures. How did you rehearse for that? if you did? I don't know.
Well, we were talking about it earlier. We did Rowena arranged some workshops. Once we were finalized as the actors, we did some workshops where we would, you know, pick up a scene and just on the floor work on it and work on the text and do some body movements and, you know, play status relationships as you do in theater and things like that. So that obviously helped. But the rest of it, once we got on set, I think we were very clear. We were very aware of how Rowena wanted to guide us and what her vision was. And then it became a little easier because you knew what you couldn't do. You know, you knew what you want. You knew what you wanted to do, and all of that, we got rid of it in the workshops. So we knew what we couldn't do. And then it's just about, I think, removing and things like that. And plus, what I really like about it is that we are the characters and themselves conflicted within it, because even if they have a desire, right, there's so much baggage holding them back, they don't know how to react. So the least you can do is, you know, show without showing, you know. But then sometimes your emotions betray you, you're not able to restrain yourself, and that little give and take was what we really worked on. And on top of that, we've known each other for a little while. This is the first time we're working together as actors.
Says a little while, it means a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah, a very long while.
Yeah. So this was a great opportunity for us as people who respect each other's work as actors and also know each other on a social level to collaborate as professionals. So that allowed us a lot of freedom to be brutally honest, you know, without any egos, no insecurities, and a lot of trust and faith. So with that freedom, it was very easy, and Rowena also allowed us to bring that in. So, you know, with all of these tools in place, the rest, you know, just happened, I would say.
Yeah.
You know?
It just flows.
Yeah, right. Because, you know, I mean, Ratna doesn't want Ashwin to fail, and Ashwin doesn't want Ratna to fail. And we, as actors... Yeah. Really, my focus was him, and his focus was me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, right.
That I, what can I do to help in this scene? What can I, even when the camera was on me and not even on him, he worked even harder. Right. You know, the world will not see it. The world will not know it, perhaps.
Right.
Where, you know, and that kind of desire to not fail each other.
Mm-hmm.
Truly, honestly, genuinely, I think may have translated into something.
Absolutely.
We don't know that when we are filming, and we don't, as actors, I don't still have the objectivity to understand the film yet,
right.
Because we saw it for the first time yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And which was your first impression?
You know, we're still very overwhelmed.
Still, it's 24 hours since we've seen the film. We've only seen it once.
We are jet lagged.
Yeah, we're like...
Oh, that's weird that you haven't seen the film today.
It was a very quick turnaround. We shot for the film in April of last year.
Oh God.
Yeah. And this is not even a year, you know, it's just about a year.
But that's quite fast.
It's really fast.
Oh, you're really fast. Yeah.
You know, I mean, yeah, so
none of my films as a producer have come out this fast, because, you know, yeah, so it's quite challenging. Yeah.
None of my films
either. Like, even as actors, this you just don't expect.
Yeah,
right?
You finish a film and maybe a few years later it may come out or not.
Or at least 18 months, 2 years.
Or not. Yeah, mostly not.
I have one last question for you, which should be more a question for the director, but I'm going to ask her. Hey, the film ends, I'm not telling how it ends, but with a very significant difference. There is a phone call, and it's the first time that Ratna, your character, calls him with his name and not with Sir, which makes a huge difference.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But what does it mean exactly? Because it's open to different kind of interpretations.
Right.
I mean,
whatever meaning you make of it, it will reveal something about you.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Because if you think it's unrealistic,
no, actually, I can tell you what I thought.
Yeah.
I thought that it was like the two of them were equal now. I mean, equal in the sense of two persons with two separate lives. They will never meet again, probably. But she has her own path to follow as a woman, not as a maid, but as a woman that is pursuing her dream. And he is going to his different life as a man pursuing his own dream. So they are similar in that sense. So this is why she allows herself to call him by its name, but by its surname, because he is not her sir anymore.
Yes.
Right.
This is
right.
what I thought.
I like what you thought.
Yeah.
I really like what you thought.
And it's lovely for us to discover each time from each person what that phone call means to them, you know?
We had an interview yesterday where the journalist said, I believe in love, and I know that right after this, it's the beginning of a beautiful love story. They get together and all of this.
Someone just met us right now at the beach, an audience member, and came and called him, sir. And so he got up. I thought they know each other, you know. And thank you for ending it, hopefully.
Yeah.
You know, so they thought it was a very hopeful end. You know?
But for me, it's even if there is no hope for a love story,
there's a shift.
It's a shift. And it's a happy ending for her, at least.
And it's for me, in that one word, in the one proper noun that she used, it was a very efficient, economic way of debunking this whole world that rides on titles, names, first names, last names.
And they were free. I mean, they just became free. Yeah. That whole equation, which was all the restraint throughout the 90 minutes or whatever you might feel from the two of them, with that one word, it was gone. And there was a chance now to approach each other in whatever way and whenever in time. But that was open now, you know. And even if you remember, after one of the scenes towards the end of the film, when Ratna's character comes in, he gets frustrated, like, just call me. Why don't you just call me? Forget everything else. Forget the sexuality, physicality. Just address me as your equal, because I want to be your equal in a way, right? Because he says, keep calling me. And she gives him that at the end, and gives herself that. And both happening in a very dignified manner where no one has forced anything out of anyone. We have all arrived there. They've both arrived at it together.
Exactly.
Which I really like, you know. Otherwise, in life, there's always someone enforcing something. I thought that was quite cute as well.
I mean, to think that there is so much power in one word, you know, to debunk in a moment something that Ratna has held on to for so long. When he asks her, why can't you call me by my name, like, you know, she said, but this is how it is. And this is the problem. How do we change the this is how it is, you know?
This is a huge question.
It's a huge question. And that's the question that, you know, even if, like, I keep feeling this very strongly for myself, that even if there are many, many regressive things that happen around the world in my country, which many people are, you know, fighting, but, and it's easier to change laws in countries, but it's harder to change the hearts of people, you know?
And it takes much, much longer.
It's harder to change your own conditioning, you know? So for Ratna, it was also a big step to take in that small, you know? What was that famous line what a small step for man, a giant step for humanity.
Mankind.
You know, but it felt a bit like that, like walking on, like you've just set foot on, in space, in a different space.
Different space. So you have to adapt and change your pace and the way you walk and the way you behave.
And a sense of there's no gravity. It's like you're free falling, you know. You just did something which is, which would have been so difficult for her to do, but his character got her there, enabled her to say it.
Yeah, to start again, the new episode of her life. Well, thank you very much. Thanks a lot for having been with us. Thanks a lot. I'm Angelo Acerbi for Fred Film Radio, for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.